just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey, you're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt? I hope you're enjoying the scenery. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be home.
Come Monday. This is Chicago, Color My World. We'll be having state and local news and a sports check in just about 7 minutes from now at 8:30.
Promise your love that I've waited.
This is WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's 8:30, time for WJMA state and local news. In five county news, a Connecticut-based mining company is conducting preliminary sampling operations in Louisa County, which could lead to renewed mining over mineral. Officials in the Callahan Mining Corporation told the Louisa supervisors today that they're trying to see if they can develop commercially feasible mining. Callahan is one of two partners in Piedmont Mineral Associates, which is conducting the exploration. The other partner is New Jersey Zinc Company. Fred Beck, director of exploration for Callahan, said the area around Mineral contains deposits of zinc, copper, lead, silver, and gold. He said the company had been drilling about 2.5 miles north of Mineral since November and is now sinking a test shaft to obtain ore samples for analysis. He said the company would know in about a year if the ore quality will make a mining operation economical. The company officials indicated they hope to eventually operate at least two mines in the area, as well as a processing plant to condense the ore. The operation could eventually employ about 100 persons. Charles Sneed, president of Callahan, said the initial capital investment in the project could be between $6 and $7 million. In other state news, thousands of Virginians rushed to their banks today to withdraw money to put into some $1,000 U.S. Treasury notes yielding 9% interest. The deadline was 1:30 this afternoon, and before it was passed, there had been one of the largest transfers of private funds in modern times. Harold Lipscomb, an official of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, said this was the first time since the Civil War that Treasury notes in such small denominations had been offered anywhere near 9% interest. A 27-year-old Ladysmith woman, Sally Companion, was convicted today of forging health department checks when she worked for the department. She forged checks totaled more than $600. Ms. Companion worked as bookkeeper in the health department for 2 years before she was fired last spring, several weeks before she was arrested on a forgery charge. About 800 persons are waiting for kidney transplants in hospitals in the Southeast. The Southeastern Regional Organ Procurement Foundation today said the long waiting list results largely from the reluctance of families to donate organs of deceased members. The foundation met today at the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond, its home base. A federal court in Raleigh, North Carolina, has awarded more than $400,000 to the estate of a Richmond man. William Helmick was killed at the age of 30 at a chemical plant explosion in Warsaw, North Carolina in 1967. A state official outlined plans today for converting the liner United States into a 350-room hotel and tourist attraction. The liner is owned by federal government now, but Governor Godwin ordered a study this spring of the possibility of Virginia's buying the ship and converting her. Where the hotel ship would be placed remains a question. VEPCO said today it will seek an increase in rates for wholesale customers. They include rural electric cooperatives, municipalities, and one private utility. VEPCO didn't say how large an increase it will seek, but the company said it will file for an increase in October to become effective next January. At least 9 Virginia newspapers called today for an end to President Nixon's term as president. Only one of the stern editorials came from a paper that previously had urged the president either quit or be ousted. Most of the rest had supported Nixon for the presidency in 1968 and in 1972. But Nixon's statement yesterday titled tilted the scales against him in some of the state's most staunchly conservative dailies. Among the 9 papers are the Roanoke World News, which had called for Nixon's removal before, Norfolk Ledger Star and Virginia Pilot, Newport News Times Herald, Charlottesville Daily Progress, and the Fredericksburg Freelance Star. Democratic Representative Thomas Downing remains the only Virginia congressman to call directly for the president's resignation, but the others expressed dismay today at Nixon's admission that he withheld evidence in the Watergate cover-up. Republican William Whitehurst said the president should give strong consideration to resigning. Another Republican, Robert Daniels, said yesterday's statement shocks him. Republican Joel Broyhill had only the comment, "He's gone," and Republican Senator William Scott said he feels the revelation adversely reflects on the president's credibility. 5-county weather, cloudy with a chance of rain tonight through Thursday. Tonight's low will be in the 60s. Tomorrow's high in the 80s. Right now it's 70 degrees in Orange. The relative humidity is at 68%. That's state and local news at this hour. I'm Bob Wade for WJMA Radio News.
Nationwide Insurance has a special multi-peril package policy with almost every conceivable coverage for your business. The plan can be tailored to fit your needs. It's part of Nationwide's blanket protection for your business or your family.
Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide is on your side. Your man from Nationwide in Orange is Hubert Compton. Phone 672-3605 or stop by 110 Caroline Street.
It's time for a sports check brought to you by one member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, your man from Nationwide, Hubert Compton. The Indiana Pacers of the American Basketball Association say they're going to hold star George McGinnis to the option clause of his contract. McGinnis had been negotiating with the National Basketball Association's Philadelphia 76ers, as well as with the Pacers. Atlanta Hawks general manager Pat Williams has signed a 3-year contract as general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers in the National Basketball Association. Williams says the 76ers coach, Gene Shue, will remain in charge of everything on the court, and he'll be in charge of everything off court. George Washington University basketball coach Carl Sloan confirms that he's about to sign a 4-year contract as coach of the University of Richmond. Official announcement is expected tomorrow. Triple Crown winner Secretariat was among 3 horses inducted today into Thoroughbred Racing's Hall of Fame in Saratoga Springs, New York. At the same time, it was disclosed that Secretariat has had remarkable success in his first season at stud. Mrs. Helen Tweedy commented that 85% to 95% of Secretariat's mares are in foal. U.S. golf champion Hale Irwin, former PGA champion Julius Burros, and Buddy Ayland have withdrawn from the PGA Championship, which begins Thursday in Clemens, North Carolina. Ayland explains his wife is expecting a second child momentarily. Chrissy Evert and Julie Heldman were among the winners in the women's division of the Clay Court Championships today in Indianapolis. Miss Evert defeated Helly Spar 6-0-6-0. Miss Heldman beat Joe Schweikert 5-7-6-0-6-1. In the men's section, Bob Lutz and Paul Ramirez were among the winners. This has been a sports check brought to you by one member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, your man from Nationwide, Hubert Compton.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy and knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love and I love what it's doing to you.
Kicking off this portion of the evening show with You're Having My Baby. It's 20 minutes before 9. Bob Wade here with you till 10 o'clock tonight. These are the Friends of Distinction, going in circles.
an ever-spinning car, whirling around till I drop. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. Give me a little hope. One small thing to cling to. You got me going in circles. Timeless hopes that never stop. Lord, but I feel that way. Oh, my soul is stayed. Oh, but what am I to do? My mind is in a whirlpool. You got me going in circles.
Distinction. Going in circles. Five County weather, cloudy with a chance of rain tonight through Thursday. Tonight's low will be in the 60s. Tomorrow's high will be in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 70 degrees in Orange. The relative humidity is at 68%. Thank you. Floyd Kramer with the Music City Pops. That's Bridge Over Troubled Water. This is Chicago. Call on me. Chicago, call on me. Revival services are now being held at the White Oak Run Baptist Church in Rapidan. They'll continue through Friday night. Guest speaker will be the Reverend Wayne K. Bumbry of Washington, D.C. Special music each night, and the public's invited to attend. All former Orange County High School football players interested in playing in the alumni game this fall are asked to meet in front of the Orange County High School on Wednesday at 7:30. The Rotary Tennis Club tournament will be held Sunday afternoon at Woodbury Forest Tennis Courts. Entry fee is $3 for singles and $1.50 for doubles. Deadline for state entries is Saturday at noon. They can be mailed to Johnny Faulkner or can be left at Orange Sport and Hardware. Hey, we're 9 minutes away from news time at 9 o'clock.
You are what you feel, what you are.
Laurie Lieberman, The World is Turning. This is John Denver, Sunshine on My Shoulder.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry. Sunshine on the water looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a day could give you, I'd give to you a day just like today. If I had a song that I could sing for, song to make you feel this way. So lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high. If I had a tale that I could tell, sure to make you smile. If I had a wish that I could wish for you, I'd make a wish for some. Almost always.
sunshine on my shoulder.
Boat just sank, know the cause.
Boat wasn't loaded, but the driver was.
Boat just sank, you know why.
Driver wasn't watching for the other guy.
I said, boat just sank, how did it happen?
Captain was napping when he should have been mapping.
Boat just sank, how did it occur?
Fire on board, but no extinguisher.
You've just heard some of the causes of boating accidents. Add to these speed and disregard of weather conditions, failure to carry or wear life preservers, and what may start out to be a summer of fun and enjoyment could end quickly and tragically. Now, we don't want to put a damper on your boating pleasure. We simply want you to know and observe the rules of the road. Most of all, we want to keep you on the water, not in it.
Use a little courtesy and common sense. You'll help prevent boating accidents.
This message presented in the interest of safe boating by the Virginia Commission of Game and Inland Fisheries.
This is WJMA AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's 9 o'clock. It's 70 degrees in Orange at 9 o'clock, and here's what's new. It might be called the erosion of a president. That sums up the sweeping defection of presidential supporters in Congress today. A swarm of Republicans in the House, joined by their leader John Rhodes, announced their intention to vote to impeach President Nixon. The mass turnaround was sparked by the president's revelation yesterday that he had sought to sidetrack an FBI inquiry into the financing of the Watergate burglary, and a confession that he had withheld information from Congress, the public, and his own lawyer. In late afternoon, top Senate GOP leaders met to consider sending a Republican delegation to the White House. Senate Republican leader Hugh Scott says the group, which includes Senators Barry Goldwater and Jacob Javits, will meet again tomorrow. In Scott's words, they will discuss the desirability and the means of conveying to the president the views of Republican senators. Texas Senator John Tower, a staunch Nixon man, said earlier today that he feels the majority sentiment among Senate Republicans is that Nixon should resign from office. An assistant Republican leader, Robert Griffin, announced that he's leaning toward legislation that would grant Nixon immunity from criminal prosecution once he leaves office. The senator, who already has called on Nixon to resign, said allegations facing Nixon may not be so serious that people want to see a former president in jail. House leaders reached preliminary agreement on an impeachment debate schedule that cuts in half the time to be devoted to impeachment on the House floor. House debate is open on August 19th, and according to many members, a vote to impeach is certain. An embattled President Nixon facing almost certain trial before the Senate has vowed to carry the impeachment process through to its constitutional conclusion. Nixon outlined his plans at a hastily called cabinet meeting today. His lieutenants later reported that Nixon says he doesn't intend to resign and will battle for his survival before the Senate. At the same time, a White House spokesman stopped short of ruling out an impossible resignation. Nixon met privately today with Rabbi Baruch Korff, and according to a White House spokesman, the outspoken rabbi assured Nixon of his continuing support. Korff heads the Nation's Citizens Committee supporting the president. Some of President Nixon's strongest editorial supporters issued calls for his resignation today in light of new evidence released by Nixon yesterday. The defecting newspapers include the Washington Star News, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the Atlanta Journal, the Dallas Times-Dispatch, the Detroit News, and the Long Island Press. The Star News led off an editorial today saying, "For Richard Nixon, in our estimation, the game is over. He has betrayed and affronted those loyalists who have bet their professional lives on his veracity." And the chairman of the Senate Republican Policy Committee, John Tower of Texas, says it's his guess that majority sentiment among Republican senators is that Nixon should resign. Treasury Secretary Simon, after meeting with Nixon, said the president sincerely believes he's not committed an impeachable offense. He adds that Nixon also believes the Constitution provides for a process that should indeed be overriding. The Treasury Secretary also said, "We've got a country to run. Let's not have this tragedy obscure the fact that we have a lot of determined people at work on national problems, including the economy." There have been some calls in the House for reducing the House debate on impeachment to 1 or 2 days instead of the 10 days to 2 weeks that had been anticipated. House Speaker Carl Albert told Newsmen he favors shortening the debate scheduled to begin on August 9th or 19th. He said such a move has been discussed, but the Oklahoma Democrat said no decision's been made. He says he sees no reason why the time of consideration cannot be cut down. Meanwhile, the House Rules Committee adopted a resolution to permit radio and television broadcast of the impeachment debate. Full House endorsement is expected. Five county weather. Cloudy with a chance of rain tonight through Thursday. Tonight's low will be in the 60s. Tomorrow's high in the 80s. Right now it's 70 degrees in Orange. The relative humidity is at 68%. That's the news up to the hour. I'm Bob Wade reporting WJMA Radio News. Theme from Lost Horizon. Tap off the beginning of this final hour of the evening show. Jean Love will be back next week. Hopefully she'll be ready to come back to her evening show. I've enjoyed my better than a month stand here. And this is Olivia Newton-John. If you love me, let me know.
Yeah. got you there. It's this and so much more that makes me love you. What else can I do to make you see? You know you have whatever's mine to give you, but love affair for one can never be. If you love me, let me know. If you don't, then let me go.
John, if you love me, let me know. It's 11 minutes past 9 on WJMA. This is Neil Young, Heart of Gold. Godfather Walls from the movie The Godfather. Five County weather, cloudy with a chance of rain tonight through Thursday. Tonight's low will be around 60, tomorrow's high in the mid-80s. Right now it's 70 degrees in Orange, the relative humidity is at 68%. Great movie lit watchers, a movie that's been on television countless times, Otto Preminger's The Cardinal. It's 20 and a half after 9 o'clock on the evening show. This is Cat Stevens, Morning Has Broken.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the praise the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new.
But you can't.
you can't be a beacon if your light don't shine. Donna Fargo on the evening show. It's 22 minutes after 9. Denny Doherty, You'll Never Know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I If I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times, you went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my head.
This is WJMA AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. We'll be having a sports check in just about 2.5 minutes.
Thank you.
It's time for a sports check brought to you by one member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, Firestone Tire Service of Orange. In the Major League Baseball action, in the first game, it's Boston 4, Milwaukee 1 after 6 innings. Detroit 3, Cleveland 1 after 2. Jim Perry going against Dave Lemanchik for Detroit. Baltimore 2, New York 1 after 1 inning. Minnesota, Kansas City is just underway. In the National League, it's Philadelphia in the first game of a doubleheader. St. Louis 5, Montreal 4. That's a final. Philadelphia 1, Chicago nothing after 2.5, and New York 2, Pittsburgh nothing after 5. The National Collegiate Athletic Association apparently is getting ready to discipline the University of Illinois for violations of the athletic code. The Illinois Athletic Director, Cecil Coleman, said today the school will decide in a week or two whether to accept a penalty or appeal to the NCAA Council. Pat Williams is returning to the Philadelphia 76ers, this time as a general manager. He was the business manager of the team in 1968. After acting as general manager of the Chicago Bulls, he took over in the same capacity last year with the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks released him from the last 2 years of his contract so he can move to Philadelphia. The Memphis Sounds of the ABA have asked Chancery Court in Memphis for a temporary injunction to prevent Randy Denton from playing in Italy. Team President Mike Storin said Denton told him he was going to play in Italy. The Sounds have asked for $500,000 for breach of contract if Denton plays for an Italian team. And I'll have more sports news after this word from Firestone Tire Service.
Small car owners rally round because the Great Radial Tire Rally is here. You bought that small car for economy, right? Well, Firestone and Orange has an economy-priced Firestone radial that's right for you. The Mini Sport Radial. For as little as $37.45, you can put your small car on a quality Firestone radial. So slip your car into gear and drive into Firestone and Orange, corner Washington Street and Madison Road, during the big radial tire rally. Firestone in Orange.
A Richmond newspaper, the News Leader, says basketball coach at George Washington University, Carl Sloan, will become head coach at the University of Richmond. The Richmond Athletic Director has declined to confirm the report, but the newspaper backs it up with quotes from sources close to the university. The university received more than 100 applications for the coaching position. Sloan has turned around a losing program at George Washington since he became head coach 4 years ago. And the Indiana Pacers, the ABA, say that superstar George McGinnis will not be able to play for the Philadelphia 76ers or any other National Basketball Association team next season. McGinnis has been negotiating with both the 76ers and the Pacers. His contract with the Pacers ended on July 31st, but Dick Tinkham, a vice president of the group which owns the Pacers, says a clause in it will bind McGinnis to the team for another year. This has been a Sports Chick brought to you by one member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, Firestone Tire Service of Orange.
A little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. Again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. quite cross, but the sun's been quite kind. While I wrote this song, it's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue.